Okay. Any question? Probably we finished one part of the subject. We finished one story. Story was your greed. You want more. And if they give you much lesser, then you accept it. Why? Decide. Now we arrive at a very special part of the story of Solomon. You know why Solomon? We are talking about different prophets. We change it. We go from this story to that story. Do you remember in book 3? We were mostly talking about Moses and Pharaoh. Because over there we were talking about your arrogance and your spirit. But the game is, because you were learning to play the game, go and enrich yourself and learn. Now we are in the state of unification, to understand that. Means what? What it means, unification? Does it mean anything to you? No. Because your brain is made to divide. Something either is good or bad, right? Something I want or I don't want. Because why does it work that way? Because it's the machine for this physical existence. So it's worried about this. This is the keeper of the machine. Right? There are two major parts of this machine. One is this. The second one? What is the second one?
The heart.
Heart is not a part of this. No. It's reproduction factory, which is not in men, it's in women. That's why they are different. Because their brain, the brain of the masculine thinks about this. The brain of the feminine thinks about that and this. Because the future, that's why they have to do more tricky business. They have some logic. They have to be conservative. And they cannot afford to take the risks. Because risk is for what? For the future generation? That's why all the males, they surround, and the females and the children will go inside, and they are small and teeny and all that. We talked about it a lot, and we know that this is for this. We are talking about we, unified. What is that one? This cannot understand it even. But we feel it somehow. We talked about it. It is not with the common sense, right? Somehow we feel that we are together. And we could feel more by understanding more. That's where information and understanding comes on the table. Okay? But could we get rid of this? Could I get rid of this? No. So is this. The problem is this one wants to understand what I'm talking about. And this one is a divider. I'm talking about unification. It doesn't work. Why? This is one of the main reasons. I hope you will learn this story and you will learn it by heart. You will understand it. It's a very simple story. It's the story of the Solomon. When he has done whatever should be done, which is what? Solomon has one duty, to bring this woman to the field. And that was done, right? The palace moved, remember? Even the magic and blah, 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 blah. That fellow believes in good or bad. We don't. Yin and yang. What is bad? Do you remember we talked about it a little bit at the end of the last book? Do you remember the guy who were going on Mambar and was praying and saying good words for bad people? They said, "Why are you doing this?" He said, "If they were not there, I wouldn't learn how to be good. Because if there is no bad, there is no good. Your brain will say, bad should not exist. If bad doesn't exist, where is good? What do you do with it? How do you understand? Really, how do you feel it?" Because normally, when you're a little bit educated and a thinker, you look around and you will see mainly shortcoming of humanity. Isn't it? It's like looking at the children. The grown-up, when they're looking at the children, what do they see? The first thing is their weakness. That's where pity starts and all that, right? It's the same to the grown-ups. There is a simple lesson here. First of all, you think about the goodness, never ever think about absolute good. Doesn't exist. Absolute good, absolute goodness is half, which does not exist, is beyond the existence. The existence comes from that. Remember, doesn't exist. It's just we are the little cells which made a body, and that body is understanding the existence. This is what we are. Okay, at every single point, we are dumb. Yes. Relatively to the future people, we are dumb. What about the past? You never go back there. Because now you're not worried about the slavery anymore, are you? Slavery was here 100 years ago. My father was alive. Where is it? This is how it is. Here, Rumi will explain it very, very clearly in a simple story. The Solomon finished his job. Now what? He should die? He finished his job for a life. What is his life? The life is, he was here to build the mosque, right? So he built the mosque. Every single day he will go out and he will go around and he will find the weeds coming out. Say, "Hey, who are you?" Says, "I'm the weedy. Why are you here? You built it, didn't you? So I'm here to ruin it." And someone was waiting and expecting it. Means what? Means people, whatever you build, it doesn't remain forever. Do you remember? In the book 2, I told you that absolute is not here. Everything is relative. So whatever you build, this is not good forever. This was good for now. Next moment is another moment. And you have to do something else, because with that deed, you changed everything, didn't you? And the changes, good or bad, that is the point. The change is good or bad. I believe I told you about it. The last Iranian philosopher, which is Mullah Sadra. Before him, you have to go another 1,000 years to find someone. He was the most recent and the last one. And he said something that was not accepted by the religious foundation, blah, blah, at the time, and they punished him and all that. But his philosophy was so strong that they couldn't eliminate it. And it goes like this. I studied that philosophy for so many years. The essence is this. He would say, look at this form. This is the existence. This is the universe. The essence of existence is change. And the essence of change is God Himself. The essence of God. That's what the change is. Here you will see it. How? Let's read it. You are the guilty one. Read it today.
How Solomon, on whom be peace, entered the farther mosque daily, after its completion, for the purpose of worshipping and directing the worshippers and devotees, and how medicinal herbs grew in the mosque.
Okay, this is coming from the last word he said in the last paragraph. He said, listen, if you want to know someone, if you want to analyze someone, you have to understand two factors over there. What was that fellow's limitation and what was his decision and deed? Between these two. Because if the limitation of the fellow is very low, your expectation cannot be high. Should be between those limitations, right? So limitation is the first factor. The second one is what the fellow does, really, the act that comes in that limit. Now, yes.
Every morning when Solomon came and made supplication in the farther mosque, he saw that a new plant had grown there. Then he would say, tell thy name and use.
Okay, you went too fast. The first verse was what? Every morning, Solomon will come to do what? First is to be humble, is khuzu, right? And it comes in the mosque. We talked about it. And this is Masjid al-Aqsa. Means this is the limit of the Solomon. He made that every single day he comes humble over there. He will see what? A new plant. Yes.
He saw that a new plant had grown there. Then he would say, tell thy name and use. What medicine art thou? What are you? What is your name? To whom are you hurtful? And for whom is your usefulness?
Yeah, because it's complicated, yes. Even reading it, you will see that he's playing with something. Solomon is there and he will see something new, brand new. What is his reaction? The first thing he will say, what's your name? Why? Because for us, name is the meaning, the words, and we learn by name. Naming something means understanding it, right? What is your name and what is your goodness? Okay, that was the first thing he asked. Then, what kind of solution you are? This is medicine. You are a medicine.